Welcome to the week 6 edition of Mason's Mailbag. I am Andrew Mason, of course, and thanks for joining me here on Broncos TV. Remember, if you want to get your questions in, you can tweet at me. I'm at Mace Denver on Twitter. Use the hashtag AskMace, or you can use the submission form on DenverBroncos.com. That's DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag, and you can get in on the weekly mailbag. Let's get to the first question. It's from Twitter handle Andrew24Fisher, and he'd like to know, are the Broncos planning to look for a free agent during Ball's absence, or are they going to stick with the current roster? Right now, it certainly looks like they're going to stick with the current roster. They did have some veterans in for tryouts this week, but that's more to kind of get a feel on, just in case you need guys down the line. They're more than happy to go with the three guys that they have in, the three healthy guys they have in. That's Ronnie Hillman, C.J. Anderson, and Juwan Thompson. All of them bring slightly different skill sets, and it's going to be, I think, a running back by committee to replace Monte Ball. I'm not saying they won't look for veterans at some point, but for right now, you've had these guys in your system. They know what you're doing. They've worked with Peyton Manning in terms of pass protection. They've got all the checks and calls down. Your best bet, especially at a high attrition position like running back, is to go with the young guys when they've got that experience in your system and see what they can do. Our next question is from Twitter handle at Jamie and Connie, and they have a question about Emmanuel Sanders and the acrobatic catches he makes, asking, what former Bronco you've seen that can make the crazy acrobatic circus catches that Sanders has pulled off? Well, there's two of them that come to mind. One, I go back to the early 2000s, 2002, first-round draft pick, Ashlyn Lee. He had great body control, was great at getting downfield, making plays around a defender. You know, some of the best catches he made, frankly, they weren't seen beyond the practice field. But he had some nice acrobatic receptions, and had a couple of very good seasons with the Broncos before moving on. The other guy's a little more recent, Brandon Lloyd, back from 2009 to 2011. You recall his Pro Bowl season in 2010. He's probably the most acrobatic receiver I've ever seen in a Broncos uniform on a daily basis in practice. I mean, it seemed like during training camps, you could count on him to make one or two, just eye-popping, jaw-dropping catches a day. The fact that I can sit here and compare Emmanuel Sanders and his acrobatic catches to the ones that Brandon Lloyd is a great sign, because really Brandon Lloyd made some catches I've never seen anybody else make. And I think Emmanuel Sanders has that same sort of body control and athleticism to make those plays. Thanks for your questions, and like I said earlier, please tweet at me at Mace Denver, hashtag AskMace, or use the form on DenverBroncos.com, and your questions might get on the mailbag next week. Until then, this is Andrew Mason saying take care, and thanks for watching.